You have just heard part 1 of lesson number 84 of English USA. Vous venez d'entendre la première partie de la leçon numéro 84 d'English USA. We'll be back in a few minutes and we will continue to compare actions between groups. Êtes-vous allé à une exposition ou à un concert ou même à l'hôpital ces derniers jours? Stay tuned, car vous aurez l'occasion de décrire ce que vous avez fait. And when we come back, we'll be doing some more. Restez à l'écoute. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington, au micro Michel Joseph. Welcome back to part 2 of lesson number 84 of English USA. Martin est allé à l'hôpital pour observer les actions qui se déroulent à l'urgence. Martin is at the hospital emergency room. Il parle avec l'infirmière en charge. He's talking to the nurse in charge. Au cours de cette leçon, vous apprendrez à faire la comparaison entre les actions. Par exemple, I was looking at some shoes when I passed out. Je regardais des chaussures quand je me suis évanoui. To pass out, s'évanouir. And your husband, what was he doing? Et votre mari, que faisait-il? He was home. Martin is in the emergency room, talking to the nurse.
Dr. Davis, telephone, please. Dr. Davis, telephone.
Is this an average night in the emergency room?
It's average for a Wednesday night. We've been busy, but not too busy.
How does this hospital compare with the Southside Hospital?
What do you mean? Is this a better hospital?
No, I mean, is this emergency room busier than their emergency room?
We're probably busier. We're downtown. It's easier to get here.
But Southside is newer.
We're not old. We're modern. Besides, most people can get here faster. More people live near us.
Here's an ambulance now. May I watch this?
Yes. Keep out of the way. You may watch from here. They'll go into room 3, I think.
May we go in the room?
Yes, follow me. What's the problem?
Possible heart attack.
I've called for Dr. Davis.
Is everything under control?
Yes, he's responding. I don't think it was a heart attack.
Where was he?
He was at home. We got a call about an hour ago.
You're quite slow, aren't you?
We're usually faster. We couldn't find the house. It didn't have any numbers on the front. And it didn't have any lights on. Usually people have the lights on for us.
Is there a family?
Yes, his wife was there. She was sitting in the dark while she was waiting for us.
Where is she?
She's coming with her daughter. We came faster.
Martin, let's go to room 2.
What's going on there?
Someone passed out in the mall. They brought her in about 30 minutes ago.
Who brought her in?
Another ambulance. Hello, I'm Carol Sullivan. How are you now?
She's okay, I think.
I'm fine. I'm so embarrassed. I don't know what happened. I was standing there while I was looking at some shoes.
She just fell over.
I woke up here.
Don't be embarrassed.
May I go now? My husband will be worried.
Where is he?
He stayed home while we went to the mall. The doctor said I could go home.
Did the doctor tell you to see your own doctor soon? You should have your doctor look at you. You shouldn't pass out in the mall.
Yes, I'll go with her tomorrow.
En comparant deux actions, il n'est pas toujours nécessaire de mentionner toutes les deux. Par exemple, lorsque vous dites « He is slower », il est plus lent. On sait bien qu'une autre personne est aussi impliquée. Écoutez d'abord ces phrases qui vous serviront comme exemple.
We are probably busier. It's easier to get here. Most people can get here faster.
We're usually faster.
En anglais, les comparaisons sont très importantes. Il y a plusieurs façons de comparer les choses. Essayez de faire des phrases avec ces mots comparatifs. Écoutez d'abord.
Who is busier? What is faster? What is easier? Who is slower?
Excuse me, Martin. Would you like to see an emergency operation?
What happened?
A car accident. Let's go quickly.
Autre comparaison avec while, pendant ou durant. They are watching while they are waiting. En contraction, they're watching while they're waiting. Ils regardent ou ils observent pendant qu'ils attendent, ce qui rend les parents encore plus nerveux. They're watching while they're waiting. Ils observent pendant qu'ils attendent. Autres exemples plus simples, toujours avec l'emploi de while, durant ou pendant. I was eating breakfast while they were listening to the news, ou bien, or to VOA. Je mangeais mon petit déjeuner pendant qu'ils écoutaient la radio ou à la Voix de l'Amérique, les nouvelles. I was eating breakfast while they were listening to the news. Pendant qu'ils écoutaient les nouvelles. Essayons d'expliquer un tout petit peu cet événement. La dame s'est évanouie. She passed out. Elle s'est évanouie en regardant des chaussures. Elle dit, I was looking at some shoes. Then I passed out. Je regardais des chaussures et ensuite je me suis évanouie. Ou soudainement, je me suis évanouie. I was looking at some shoes, then I passed out. Et elle continue d'expliquer. I was standing there while I was looking at some shoes. J'étais debout là, pendant que je regardais les chaussures. I was standing there while I was looking at some shoes. Then, et c'est alors... Then I passed out, et c'est alors que je me suis évanouie. Dans le cas de quelqu'un qui était parti chercher un cas d'urgence, je crois que c'était un homme qui a eu une crise cardiaque, a heart attack, il parle de la femme qui était là, qui avait appelé l'ambulance, et il dit de la femme, She was sitting in the dark. While she was waiting for us. Elle était assise dans le noir pendant qu'elle nous attendait. She was sitting in the dark while she was waiting for us. Quand on emploie plus avec un adjectif. Busy, par exemple, occupé. Busy devient busier, busier, plus occupé. Slow, lent. Slower, plus lent. And that's it for part 2 of lesson number 84 of English USA. Et voilà, nous arrivons à la fin de la leçon numéro 84 d'English USA. Vous savez maintenant comparer des actions différentes. Lorsque vous parlez avec un ami, vous pourrez discuter et comparer ce que vous avez fait pendant la semaine. J'espère que votre semaine n'était pas trop chargée et que vous aviez eu le temps d'écouter et de pratiquer votre anglais. Until next time, practice hard. Goodbye.
Vous aimeriez mieux parler anglais? Écoutez Michel Joseph du lundi au vendredi à 21h temps universel, le samedi à 20h30 et le dimanche à 18h30 sur VOA Afrique.
Restez branchés sur le monde avec VOA Afrique.
José Congolo Mipeko. Dada, Rino Mata de Poutine. DJ Rissol. DJ Evra. DJ Pablo Jean-Paul. Honorable Zachary Bababasso. Jean-Marie Kikonda Senji. Lucia Sassai. Loris La Congolia. Cédric Lutumba Nio. Naoli la Perle Ra, Linda Kenzo, Andrea Preston, Asta Pink, Ledis, Abidjan, Ivoirienne, Jabani Record, Gilbert Bilali, Ladi Louya les plumes d'or. SMB, honorable Ariel de Wam, Solange Wazabanga, Papi Angoro de Nancy. Alexandre Polino, Tania Smith, Clepen Mbila, Jipe Charadi, Marmoud Sabat, Paul Alex, le grand Nigérien Ingwebini de l'Afrique, Guimalela, Junior Aziz Django Travel, Claude Wonga les banquiers, Fabrice Mola trop de cas, Jericho la papa d'histoire. Avocat de la cour, honorable Serge Kayembe, Baraka, DJ Brown, DJ Amarula, Cédric Mourinho, Mohamed Mwamba, DJ Frank l'esclave du travail.
Musique et infos pour chacun. VOA Afrique.
Copycat, baby, wine it like that. Me love it when you giving me like that. Boomba, you are a blessing. You came into my life, no more stressing. Say this smile on your face seems impressing. Everything around you seems interesting. Do re mi fa sol la ti do do do. Take you anywhere you want, go go go. Teach you everything you need to know, no no. Show you that I love you so so. Yali yo, for so long I've been waiting yo, waiting for your love and your body yo. Take up the money, oh, pretty baby, I'm a honey, oh. We love you for a very long time, long time. You love me when I get to die, get to dime.
Get a dime.
Get a dime.
Oh,
me won't give you any time.